Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's cabinet approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause a 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The decision early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. Ceasefire will go into effect Sunday. In an AP interview, senior fellow at the Jewish People Policy Institute, Shmuel Rosner, explained why Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was initially so cautious.
One of the great advantages that Netanyahu has as a leader, not as a person, but as a leader, is that he's always highly concerned. He's almost paranoid in the way he conducts politics. And maybe that's why he survives for so long. Netanyahu never misses a hint of trouble, and he would go the extra mile to make sure that his coalition is maintained.
Meanwhile, a team of doctors in Israel is preparing for the return of the hostages from Gaza with the expectation that many are likely to have severe life-threatening complications from spending more than a year in captivity. Much about their conditions is unknown, and hospitals and experts are preparing for multiple scenarios. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office from inside the Capitol Rotunda on Monday because of forecast of intense cold weather. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the indoor move means hundreds of thousands of people will not see the inaugural festivities the way they planned.
Roughly 250,000 have tickets to watch from around the Capitol grounds. Tens of thousands more were expected in general admission areas or along the inaugural parade route. Trump says some backers can watch the ceremony from Washington's Capitol One Arena and says he will stop by after taking the oath.
AP Sagar Magani. This is VOA News.